WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. A College Station store was damaged by a hit-and-run driver Tuesday night. Police arrested 48-year-old Carolyn Moore of College Station for failing to stop and render aid. A clerk at the Western Beverages store in the Kroger Center at Longmire and Rock Prairie sustained a minor injury after Moore's SUV went through an exterior wall and into the business. A drug bust by Bryan police early Monday morning included chasing a man who jumped out of a window in his birthday suit. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a tip led to checking out a house on 23rd Street, a block and a half east of Texas.
Bryson Robertson decided to jump out of the window on the back side of the house and flee down the road, and he forgot to put any clothes on.
The 22-year-old Robertson left a trail of baggies containing what's believed to be ecstasy, crack cocaine, and marijuana before he was found lying in some bushes. Inside the house, officers found 32 vials of what's believed to be PCP. A Caldwell volunteer firefighter is hospitalized in Bryan after being struck by a semi. DPS trooper Justin Stoller says firefighters had been at a house fire Monday night south of Caldwell on Highway 36.
A volunteer firefighter was walking back to the fire truck and was crossing 36 when an 18-wheeler struck the volunteer firefighter.
Witnesses told investigators the semi wasn't going very fast when the front bumper struck the firefighter, whose identity was not released. A scenario that has Texas A&M officials concerned has now taken place in the Metroplex. The owner of a drone posted a YouTube video reporting he lost his unmanned aircraft on top of the AT&T Stadium.
I was circling around the building. I let the building get between me and the transmitter, and it lost the control signal and the live video feed just all at once. It didn't give me any warning.
Officials at the stadium are looking into the report, and so is the FAA, which is concerned about problems flying too close to large buildings, as are officials at A&M following recent flights by drones over Kyle Field. The Chamber of Commerce is accepting nominations for July's Community Impact Awards luncheon. Chamber President Royce Hickman says this is for historically underutilized businesses that are locally based.
There are five categories for that: Asian-owned, African-American, American Indian, Hispanic, and women-owned businesses.
Nominations can be made by relaying business and contact information to the chamber. The luncheon is July 8th. Wear your craziest pair of socks if you want to celebrate the upcoming birthday of former President George H.W. Bush. Tracy Payne at the Bush Library in College Station has the birthday party invitation.
President Bush is turning 90. His birthday is June 12th, so that's the day we're celebrating from 11 to 3 in the Rotunda, and it's all free.
President Bush is regularly seen wearing colorful socks in all manner of designs. He and Barbara Bush, who turned 89 on Sunday, will not be in attendance. They are celebrating their birthdays with family and friends in Kennebunkport, Maine. WTAW News Time, 8:09. It's 77 degrees. More at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine and rather warm for today. High pressure building across the region. Temperatures today between 90 and 95. It'll turn partly cloudy tonight after a clear start this evening. Lows overnight near 75. Tomorrow, we're partly sunny overall. Highs 90 to 95. Clouds will increase tomorrow night. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 70. It'll become partly sunny Friday. There could be a shower or thunderstorm. Highs will be around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Mayor Barry's here. I could hear it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I heard her open the soda can.
That's right. Yeah. Look, she comes in. She's comfortable here, okay?
That's not a complaint. I thought it was very cute.
Some people have to have some way to announce themselves.
That's right.
That's the way I announce
that myself. Was quite a calling card.
Okay.
Mayor's here.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you that we have any speed traps this week, but 4100 Green Valley, okay, where the speed limit's 30 in Wheeler Ridge. 3800 Copperfield, where the speed limit's 30 near Bowen. And so we've got the other one that we mentioned. So there, we've got locations out there. So just letting you know. I did the first caller that I got that told me that there might have been a location. I asked if he got caught. He said, no, I'm just watching him get others.
That's mean. He had a lawn chair and an RC Cola.
Yeah, doing public service.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're trying to do. We'll do the rental registration first. This blend thing has just got me kerfuffled. I'm just by the way, we don't have Jethro trivia anymore. I don't know what happened. The people lost their contract. I don't know. I'm going to have to go look. So I mean, we're going to try to find questions, but your load will be lighter from now on. You won't have to do that on top of everything.
That's one of the things people say they look forward to hearing me do.
All right, I'll work on that then.
So you've disappointed the mayor. Way to go, Scott.
Yeah, all right, I'll try to do better. All right, so anyway, so tomorrow you're going to consider adding some enforcement elements to the rental registration policy. Kind of give me your thoughts on that and how you're going to vote on it.
Well, I'm going to vote for it. Say it right out. It's giving some teeth to our rental registration program is what it's doing. This is after we've met with rental property owners, renters, neighborhood people, had focus groups, did a questionnaire. And so what we're doing is having administrative penalties, if you will.
Yeah.
And so we're asking the rental property owners to sign an affidavit saying that they are aware that there's a maximum of 4 unrelated people and that they are showing that in their lease that there are 4 unrelated people. And if we have reason to believe that there are more than 4, there is an administrative penalty of $180 the first day and then $500 after the third violation. And then we're not allowed by state to have more than $500 fine.
Okay.
But every day is a new incident. So that fine can add up pretty quickly, and we think that'll be a deterrent.
All right.
Plus,
now,
we're also going to have more enforcement.
People?
Yeah.
So now have you got an idea of what that's going to cost you from a funding standpoint, or are you going to take people who are doing other things and add this to their responsibility, or are you going to have people who are specially designated just to enforce these rental registrations?
Great questions, and I don't have the answer.
Okay, all right. Well, but don't you have to, I mean, if you're going to vote for it, don't you have to vote in the funding to go along with it?
Yes, well, we're not voting for the additional code enforcement officers tomorrow night. We're just doing the administrative
step.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll address the code enforcement officers in the budget.
Okay. Okay, this is another knock out your neighbor thing. And again, I'm ambivalent about this. I mean, I am, but I understand for the people who've lived at some place for 40 years and there are, in fact, 5 people living over there or more. What are you going to allow somebody to call in and say, hey,
across the street from me is a house, and there are five people who live there. How will the city respond to that, would you think?
I think we'd, you know, perhaps take a look-see. I mean, you know, drive by it a couple of times during the day, see how many cars are parked there.
I mean, I know you're on the administrative side. You're right. Not on the enforcement side.
Correct.
So I'm asking, I guess, what kind of guidelines would you think would be this so that you can charge, I guess, Lance, is Lance's group going to be in charge of this?
Yes.
Okay, Lance Sims. So, I mean, that concerns me a little bit.
Excuse me. It's going to be Debbie Eller's group.
Oh, okay. Or, I'm sorry. Okay, so Debbie Eller's group. Okay, so, and that's one group, okay? And we understand that you race to students to think about this situation, but you know, there are other people who are here who are not associated with any institution of higher learning who probably have a lot of people living in their homes who may not be related to them. And, I mean, that's I'm trying to be general and gentle about this, but, I mean, those are other areas where, I mean, enforcement seems to be difficult. With any kind of guideline, it's the enforcement that really is a problem here.
Yeah, that is the devil in the details. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, code enforcement will be able to determine if there's, you know, if they think there's more than five and there's credible evidence, then that's when you go to the rental registration and you check with the property owner and you say, hey, we believe that there's more than five. Can we see your lease? And if we ask to see the lease, it goes to the municipal court. It doesn't go to, it's not subject to the Open Meetings Act. It goes straight to the municipal prosecutor.
Okay, now let me say then here, let me be the devil's advocate. Let's say that I have proprietary information in that lease that I don't want everybody to see. Does that become part of the public record because you have given it to the city?
No, because you're giving it to the court. And it's not subject to the open record, so no one can see it except the judge.
Okay.
And the prosecutor.
Okay, so let's say that tonight this passes. We're at June, or tomorrow passes. It's June the 12th. When would you anticipate that this would be an enforceable act? In other words, people in place to actually do this?
I think we'd probably do it, and I don't know the exact answer to the question, but I'm thinking we'd do it October 1st when our budget year starts.
Okay. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. I'm distressed that this even needs to be in the newspaper. But the newspaper did a story today where they talked to Lance Sims, who explained the city cannot block the sale of the Lintec property to put Blinn's campus there.
That's correct.
I mean, it concerns me that people think that can be done, first of all, because it can't. We've talked about this, willing buyer, willing seller. And again, I understand all the people in that subdivision. Have you been being communicated to by these folks?
I certainly have.
That would be an understatement.
And I'm glad to hear from them. The thing is, as you said, it's a willing buyer, willing seller. We can't stop that at all. What we can do, and Blinn has agreed to do, is a traffic impact analysis study. And we're hoping the findings of that will tell us what the traffic count will be, where the pressure points will be, and the consultants that they hire will also offer suggestions for remediation. And then TxDOT has agreed that they're going to take, Southwest Parkway and 6. That bridge is going to have to probably need some configuration, and also
that's going to be TxDOT money. Is the city
that's
out?
Correct.
Is the city out any money out of from this situation if those improvements need to be made?
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
Okay.
It certainly could be.
Okay. And they're good. And again, if this is, I want the city to do whatever they can to minimize the impact if this happens.
Sure.
But also, I don't think you should send that signal right now because this is an unsigned agreement. Am I right? I mean.
That is correct. Blinn is in its due diligence process, and I think it may be in the next week or two that period is up. For traffic, anything that happens inside the Blinn campus, Blinn police will take care of. Anything that happens outside in the city is the city police's responsibility.
It's fair to say that I guess in these subdivisions you could, if it's not already so signed, allow parking like on just one side of the street and things like that to make traffic flow a little bit more effective?
If necessary, we certainly could do that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's complicated. I understand that. And I hope citizens understand the city cannot change this for you. This is just, that's beyond the view of what this this organization can do. So.
Correct.
Anyway, anything else going on?
Yeah, tomorrow night we're going to officially congratulate the College Station High School Cougars on their state championship win.
Yeah.
And it's a terrific accomplishment by a group of young men with no seniors.
Yeah, it could be back next year.
And we'll proclaim it College Station Cougars Day tomorrow night.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Okay, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We could see an early pullback on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will start out lower after the market's recent run-up. Analysts say there is nothing notable on the economic calendar, so investors may take their cues from the European markets, which are down. Today's only economic report showed there was an increase in mortgage applications last week. The number of things you can do with virtual currency is expanding. Expedia announced today it will start accepting payment in Bitcoin for hotel bookings. Hilton Worldwide will open more hotels in Myanmar. Paula Deen is planning her next venture. The celebrity cook and restaurateur will launch a subscriber-based internet network in the fall. And social media outlets are expecting a lot of traffic from soccer fans as the World Cup gets underway. Facebook has added new features to help users follow games. Twitter says fans using its service will be able to follow individual teams, players, and matches. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How easy is getting unlimited data outside the U.S. with T-Mobile? Just one step. Turn on your phone. Because with T-Mobile, unlimited global data in over 100 countries is automatically included in your plan at no extra charge. Sounds simple? It is simple. It's the Simple Choice for Business plan, only at T-Mobile. Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
How much safer would our roads be if self-driving cars, like Google's, became a reality? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The tragic Tracy Morgan accident has refocused the issue of highway safety. The Walmart truck driver who hit Morgan's car had not slept in 24 hours. Human error. It's responsible for 93% of all auto crashes. At Virginia Tech, scientists are analyzing data from Google's self-driving cars, which, by the way, have driven more than 700,000 miles accident-free. The results show that even without fully automating the car, but equipping it to only help in dangerous high workload conditions, like bad weather and heavy traffic, the number of lives saved would be equal to mandating seatbelts in every car. Seatbelts alone reduce fatalities by 50%. We now have the technology for lane departure, rear-end collision warning, and automatic braking. Now, today is a good day for all manufacturers to begin equipping all new cars and trucks with them. Read more, plus get all the braking tech news at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Scott, if you can give me a minute, the computer's locked up.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 77 degrees at the studios right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Caldwell man is back in the Brazos County Jail, this time accused of possessing more than $3,000 of drugs with the intent to sell. Early Monday morning, Bryan police knocked on the door of a house on 23rd Street, a block and a half east of Texas Avenue. 22-year-old Bryson Robertson jumped out of a window wearing no clothes. He was found lying in some bushes. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Robertson was arrested for manufacturing crack cocaine and possession of PCP, ecstasy, and marijuana.
They found it in the kitchen,
There was some stuff in the freezer, in the bedrooms, and the quantities that Robertson had was consistent with someone who was selling drugs. For instance, the ecstasy, he had approximately about 40 tablets. And then also on the PCP, they sell that by the vial, and we had over 30 glass vials at the residence.
Court records show Robertson was sentenced to 2 years in prison for a robbery that took place in 2012, and jail records indicate it's his seventh arrest in Brazos County in the last 4 years. A volunteer firefighter walking back to his truck following a house fire south of Caldwell is hospitalized in Bryan. DPS trooper Justin Stoller says the victim was hit by a semi while crossing Highway 36.
We have some witnesses stating that the semi wasn't going very fast at all, but we do not have an accurate speed right now. I think he was struck with the front bumper of the truck tractor.
The identity of the firefighter who was struck Monday night was not released. A clerk at a College Station store received a minor injury after an SUV crashed through an exterior wall and went inside the business. Police report this was about 7 o'clock Tuesday night at Western Beverages in the Kroger Center at Rock Prairie and Longmire. Officers were told the driver of the SUV pulled out and left without leaving any information. The vehicle and driver were found moments later. 48-year-old Carolyn Moore of College Station was arrested for failing to stop and render aid in a crash involving an injury. A man says the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Arlington ate his radio-controlled helicopter. The unidentified man, who has posted copter videos on YouTube, says it landed on the stadium roof and security officers wouldn't let him go get it.
If somebody saw it land on that deck, they may have taken it inside in a room right underneath that ridge of that roof, so I don't know which is the case.
The Cowboys say the small aircraft has been retrieved and the owner will get it back. The FAA is also looking into the flight, similar to what's been documented at least twice over Kyle Field, drawing warnings from Texas A&M officials about the dangers of unmanned flight during stadium construction. The AAA is throwing its support behind a plan to boost the federal gas tax. Spokesman Avery Ash says the proposal is being kicked around in Washington, and it would boost the federal tax 12 cents per gallon over the next 2 years.
From our recent survey, it's clear that if the American people understand that the additional funds that they are paying are going to benefit their mobility, they're willing to pay a little bit more.
The state tax on gasoline is 20 cents per gallon, just where it's been since Texas lawmakers last raised it back in 1991. Nominations are still being accepted for the Chamber of Commerce annual Community Impact Award luncheon. Chamber President Royce Hickman invites you to suggest local businesses owned by women, Hispanics, African Americans, Native Americans, and or Asian Americans.
If you frequent a business that you really believe is involved in the community and does a lot of good for the community, and it's owned by one of those five categories, just call us, give us the name, a contact if you can. But we'll follow up and see if they want to accept the nomination. If they do, we get the data from them. You don't have to provide anything but the name.
The luncheon, which recognizes historically underutilized businesses that are locally based, will be held July 8th. The committee that will be deciding the site of the 2016 Republican National Convention is in Dallas. It's the last stop on a tour of the finalist cities, which include Denver, Kansas City, and Cleveland. Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau President Philip Jones.
We're going to do our best to showcase the really impressive things that have taken place in Dallas in recent years and the transformation of the city and how enjoyable it would be for the delegates to have a very fun delegate experience and also a very family-friendly delegate experience.
A final decision by the Republican National Committee is expected by August. Thursday is the 90th birthday of former President George H.W. Bush. Sunday was the 89th birthday of Barbara Bush. Tracy Payne at the Bush Library says you're invited to the Rotunda for a party honoring the couple.
We'll have cake, Bluebell ice cream, Pepsi products, popcorn, some other fun things.
The party is Thursday from 11 until 3, and there's no charge unless you want to tour the museum. You're also encouraged to wear your craziest socks. That's something done by the former president, Mr. and Mrs. Bush, will be celebrating their birthdays at the family compound in Kennebunkport, Maine. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your best of the Brazos.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
836 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go with numbers.
High pressure, it's going to result in sunshine throughout the region today. It's going to be a rather warm day. Temperatures easily reaching 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear tonight to start, but it'll become partly cloudy as the night goes on, 75. We should be able to hold on to partial sunshine tomorrow. That'll send temperatures to 90 to 95. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Turning partly sunny Friday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. You know, we were talking earlier this week, or Monday, I guess, about Hugh Jackman. This guy is just tremendously talented. Hosted the Tony Awards, can sing, dance, do all that kind of stuff. And he plays a great wolf. Werewolf. Right? Wolverine. Wolverine.
Yeah.
Has a little cuticle problem there, but aside from that. Anyway, he's now shaved his head. And that freaked everybody out. He posted a bald head picture on Instagram with the caption, "Blackbeard is born." He still has his beard and mustache intact. They say he looks like a cross between Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, and Zach Galifianakis in the second Hangover movie. What it is he shaved his head because he's going to play Blackbeard the Pirate in Pan, which is an updated version of the Peter Pan story, so he's got that look going. Okay, for you texters out there, you techies, there's a new jewelry company making a ring that will alert you when you get a text message.
Okay. I've got two. I'm good.
Yeah. You have two rings?
Yes.
Okay. They tell you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry.
Well, okay, you have to. Yeah, that's enough.
I have no more room.
Fashionista.com says the company called Ringly launched its first product just this week. It's a Bluetooth LE-enabled cocktail ring that buzzes to let you know you've received the notification to your phone. It comes in four semi-precious stone colorways, and it's plated with 18-karat gold. Here's how it works. After hooking up the ring to Ringly's mobile app, you can set different vibration patterns and blinks of light, like a tiny bulb on the side of the ring, to alert you of calls and texts, emails, Instagram notifications, Snapchats, tweets, Vines, Tinder messages? What is a Tinder? You know what a Tinder is?
Yeah.
Never mind.
That never participated.
All right, list goes on. $145 ring can also tell you if you've left your phone behind.
Now, that's the only reason I might consider that.
I can see that.
I'm back here.
Yeah. Or does it say, look for your phone, stupid? You know.
Or if it was directional, I could just point my hand out.
Something. I don't know. That's very interesting.
Live music and fireworks on.
Yeah, okay. Live music and fireworks. Do that. An Indiana man led cops on a farm tractor chase across state lines. Police say they originally tried to pull over 20-year-old Dustin Klaus because he was suspected of vandalism. But Dustin allegedly jumped on his tractor and took off at speeds of up to 18 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Yes, and refused to pull over. You got to be careful about that. You know, try to cut off a tractor, you're liable to get yourself scrunched. During the chase, officials tried to ram him he tried to ram several patrol cars in Adams County, Indiana, and on into Mercer County, Ohio. Officers tailed him for 2 hours. It's like the Sugar Land Express in slow motion. He finally broke down. He was ultimately tased and taken into custody. Law enforcement agencies from both states worked well together to bring this to a safe conclusion, says a spokesperson. So, okay, got that going on. And still no word on the three inmates who used a helicopter to escape from a Quebec City prison on Saturday night. The escape, which authorities said was something like you'd see in the movies, had not been solved, in fact. They don't even know where this helicopter came from. They can't find the one that was used. Nothing. Two of these men were arrested in a drug bust in 2012, and they were awaiting trial. All of them reportedly have ties to the Hells Angels motorcycle gang. Interesting.
Hells Angels in Canada.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, interestingly, this is not the first time a helicopter is used to break somebody out. Just last March, two men hijacked a tourist helicopter, used it to lower a rope to another prison, picking up two inmates. They were caught a few hours later, but apparently these people had a better getaway plan because that worked out pretty well for them.
You think they people heard them flying away going, sorry? They're so nice up there in Canada.
Yeah, they really are. They probably left a beer. Right. So what does a guy do, okay, after he buys a house for $40 million in Hollywood? He sells his old house for $35 million. That would be Dr. Dre. Just listed his old house in Hollywood for $35 million.
Didn't he pick it up from a football player?
Yeah, it's Giselle Bundchen, is that her name? And Tom Brady.
Okay, that's the one I remember.
All right, so here's what you got: 10,000 square feet home, 6 bedrooms, 9 baths, 300-degree view of the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. An infinity pool, not bad. He's listing it again for $35 million. In 2011, he bought it for $15
million. Ah.
That's a nice profit.
There's some capital gains taxes there.
This is the guy who just sold his headphones for $3 billion, right? So,
and there's some more capital gains taxes there.
My bet is he has people. To do what you can about that.
I think the IRS loves Mr. Dre right now.
There you are.
Doctor. Yeah,
doctor. Not a mister. It's doctor to you. Glenn Beck says he spent $350,000 to purchase an American flag that flew over a ship on D-Day. That's what Glenn says. Don't know if it's true or not.
I was going to say,
Now, this could have implications nationwide. Don't know. We'll see. It's not done yet. We haven't finished the appeals process. But a judge in California yesterday struck down job protections for teachers in that state, effectively killing teacher tenure and critically wounding union protections. It's Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Rolf True. He ruled several laws that are set up to protect tenured teachers effectively allowed bad teachers to stay on the job longer than they should, thereby violating the state's constitutional guarantee that all children receive an equal education. Obviously, the union officials say they will appeal it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Of course they will.
2 weeks ago, I saw Waiting for Superman, which came out a couple of years ago, and it had to do with the school system.
Yeah, I keep meaning to watch that one. I hear it's great.
I am telling you, it's stunning. It makes you so angry to know the protections that bad teachers have. And I'm certainly not singling out teachers. There are bad people in every industry, and unions protect these people and allow them to keep jobs. And they showed a picture of a place in New York City where the teachers go, who are basically, they have no classes to teach.
Oh, yeah.
So they get full salary, and some of them sleep, and some of them play games, and some of them play cards, and some of them bring their devices with them, and they are getting paid a full salary. How do you do that? The second day, how do you look at yourself in the mirror and know that you're going to go to this place and get paid for not working? And you know you're not good at what you do. Anyway, this is a starting point. We'll see what happens. Again, it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court, but we'll see. All right, so earlier we were talking about the poor, broke Clintons, how they were just flat busted when they came out of the White House. And so now, net worth at about $55 million. Now, that's good enough to get him in as number 10 for the richest POTUSes. Number 10. Ben Downs in the studio. Well, you got no place to go? We were just talking about your fellow Hopian.
Which one? There are several of us.
Well, I know. The Hopian.
The big one.
The Hopian who was POTUS.
Oh, POTUS.
Because, you know, Now, and you can, of course, tell me that. Now, as he was growing up, I mean, he was pretty much dirt poor. Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, although
That whole thing with Hillary.
Well, and that's
we were dead broke. We had to buy houses and cars
and then education for Chelsea.
$5.5 million and $7.5 million houses. I guess they lifted themselves right out of that poverty, didn't
well,
they?
Well, and of course she was on Robin Roberts with Good Morning America and Robin Roberts
Ooh.
Yesterday explaining.
Oh, fastballs coming in there.
Oh, yeah. Explaining that. By the way, Diane Sawyer ripped her a new one.
I do not believe that.
Uh-huh. She did a 9-minute thing on ABC about it. It's out there. Go check it out.
I am stunned. You could knock me over with a feather. But no, yes. What he says, if having just walked in from being outside with the people from Moody Gardens and petting a skink, which is an awkwardly named animal. Anyway.
Can you say that already?
Well, yeah, the one-letter difference, and it's all the, it means all
And you're not petting anything.
That's right, yeah.
But, he's there's no money there at all, at all.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, and there hasn't been much money there for a long time. $100,000 on cow deals, though, after a while, Rose Law Firm, you don't work there for free.
No, you don't. You get some opportunities.
And the thing is that governor, little Willie Clinton, married into money when he married Hillary.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's true. That's because the governor of Arkansas doesn't have any money.
I understand.
And just what you can skim off the top, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever kind of deals you can make.
Yeah.
As Jim Bob Tucker would be able to tell you, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, here are the other rich presidents. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was worth about $60 million. Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover, I think, was the richest man to ever ascend to the presidency at that time.
He came in with the money, though.
He
right?
did, though, right. Yeah, he was he was already wealthy. $75 million. LBJ, $98 million. That's from radio and TV and stuff. James Madison was worth $101 million.
Woo! Back then, that's
a lot of money. Yeah, Andrew Jackson.
Wait, how did he get that much money?
I don't have any idea. Well, he printed it. I mean, he was on the $10,000 bill, wasn't he? Anyway,
here's me.
Yeah. Chase was on the $50,000 back when they had a
$50,000. Salmon Chase, right?
Yeah,
not Chase Murphy. Yeah. Exactly. You can see that at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, by the way. Do they have it at the Fort Worth one? Do you know? Do they have this?
I don't know, sir.
Because I haven't taken the tour there.
No.
Number five is Andrew Jackson at $119 million. Teddy Roosevelt in at number four. Thomas Jefferson, number three. Number two is George Washington. Number one, at about $1 billion, John F. Kennedy. Now, what's interesting
is... Now, wait a second. I know the family. JFK didn't have a billion.
I think it must be family money, don't you think?
$1 billion in the 60s?
Says thanks to the families, thanks to an estate amassed by his Wall Street financier father, Joseph P. Kennedy. It approached $1 billion in today's dollars.
Who was a bootlegger?
Okay.
Well, he did a lot of things. He was, an industrialist, as they called it back then. But, on the other side of that story was Ulysses Grant, who had to write his memoirs to have any money after he got out of office. He was flat broke, and they didn't have any good pensions then. So what brings you in here this morning? Just chatting?
I just wandered through.
Well,
that's all. Newman 10 Awards today, so
I
wore a tie.
That.
Look,
yeah,
see?
I see that. That's amazing. It's a don't spill anything. It's a white tie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be careful about that.
Well, they do have a short half-life, I'll tell you.
They do, and that's but, next time you go, just say go into the clothiers and say, hey, do you have anything in soup?
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hi, Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Want a stylish sedan with great fuel economy and incredible value? Nissan Sentra is for you. Right now at Douglas Nissan, lease a new 2014 Sentra SV for zero down and only $250 a month. Tax title and license and 2 years of maintenance included. Get your Sentra today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. First month payment due at signing. Sentra SV model code 12114, MSRP 18880. Douglas discount 865. Must qualify with MAG Tier 3 or above. $595 lease acquisition fee included. 5 in stock.
With the summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and career training opportunities available this fall. Blinn College consistently transfers more students to four-year universities than any community college in the state, and recently earned national recognition for affordability.
With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, BLIN has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blin.edu. BLIN College. Proven.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time to call the general manager. Let's go to the phone lines now. And
You don't have to do it.
Let's go to the phones. Hi.
Scott, just to remind you, 1982, Mark White, our one-term governor, initiated a TCAT test, which was nothing more than a literacy test for our teachers. And 10,000 teachers in the state of Texas failed that test. But thanks to the teachers' unions, every one of them returned to this to the classroom.
Oh, thank you for that unfond memory. I was working at a television station. I'm just going to tell this story. I was working on a television station in Waco that was on Interstate 35. Okay,
mm-hmm. I know that TV station.
And so what happened was Mark White was running for governor at that time. And I guess he'd been running the roads to Dallas or whatever. He just decided to pull in and see if maybe he could do an interview. So he comes in. He comes into the big, you know, entryway there at the TV station, and
this isn't going to be a receptionist story, is it?
It is a receptionist story.
Yeah, we got some of those.
Yeah, the receptionist says, "Yes, sir, may I help you?" And she said, "Are you here looking for a job?" And he said, "Well, yeah." But she didn't know who he was. And so they sent, like, the HR person out who did know who he was and said, because he was attorney general, I think, at the time. He's probably AG running for governor. And he went into the general manager's office and said, "Mark White is out there. You might want to go talk to him." But the receptionist, "Well, who did we have last week who saw Al Gore someplace and said, why do I know you from someplace?" He said, "I used to be vice president." She said, "Of what?"
And no, my God! Oh, man!
Yeah.
We have a long line of those stories as well. Ours are the only one that Chet Edwards got pretty much dissed at the front desk one day.
Great.
And that was good.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A variety of mayors and city council folks. I guess the best one, though, dang, I've blocked it from my mind who it was.
Yeah.
And dang.
All right.
But anyhow, it was one of those really important people.
Yeah, Ben will remember it next Tuesday.
It'll show back up then. And I don't know, it may have been R.C. Slocum.
Okay.
But it was somebody who came up here to the front desk.
Oh, it was R.C. because they were telling that story the other day.
Okay.
All right.
And so he was up there, and the receptionist, having been trained how to be polite, said, "Can I get you a coffee or a Coke or something like that, sir?" And he said, "You know, a Diet Coke would be nice." And she said, "Okay, do you have 50 cents?
Oh, I just came in for the punchline. I'll listen to it online at WTAW.com.
Yes, sir.
Gotta love that, man.
So we have a jar up front now.
That was it.
It says cut quarters in it.
Spare change.
It says Coke machine money.
Yeah, it does.
Does it? Spare change for guests who come in. Well, see, but that's all right. We got Nancy trained so well. She brings her own.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she knows
that. Because I punched the Diet Coke button the other day, and a Diet Dr. Pepper came out.
You too?
Okay, they were saying
I thought I'd gone crazy
just because I was old.
No. Okay. Well, they were both old. Well, we are both old, but yeah.
But they were saying, "Oh, Mr. Downs, we didn't see any more Diet Dr. Peppers in there. Are you sure you pressed the right button?"
Yeah. No, that did happen last week.
"Take your hands off her throat, Mr. Downs."
Yeah.
It was just a question.
You did. You.
So it wasn't.
That happened to me as well, and I almost called you, but it was 6:15, and I didn't think.
Oh, go ahead. Anytime.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible. And a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time for our car segment. Here we go. You ready? Yeah, like that.
Fancy. Right. Hey. Wow.
So, back to the question that one of my co-hosts decided to have a smart boy answer to earlier. How long have you kept your current car? His answer was, since I bought it.
Is that not the real answer?
That's right. New research from IHS Automotive, an auto industry research firm, which does a yearly recap of the typical car's age, shows we keep a vehicle around 11 and a half years on average.
That's about right.
Pretty much the same as last year's results. A spokesman for the company says they expect the average age to stay the same for the next several years thanks to the economy and increasing quality of today's automobiles. And that is true. I mean, there's no doubt.
A lot better than it used to be, that's for sure.
And are we ready for cars made of ketchup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lick it.
The Heinz Ketchup Company is teaming with Ford Motors in a bid to turn tomatoes into car parts. Heinz has a lot of leftovers after making their ketchup.
They take the skin off them, tomatoes.
The skins, the peels, the stems, the seeds, all that can be turned into plastic. I'm telling you, Ford is also talking to Coca-Cola, Nike, and Procter & Gamble about recycling their products into auto parts. A Ford spokeswoman says our goal is to develop a strong, lightweight material that meets our vehicle's requirements while at the same time reducing our overall environmental impact. So that's a ketchup car. That's pretty bizarre. I'm having trouble understanding that, but that'll be fine. Then you can drive to a French Fryatorium and just rub it on the outside. It'll be wonderful.
Well, and then, you know, Lurch gets more money.
Yeah, because he needs that. Teresa does. He said bologna the other day. Do you think he even knows what bologna is? You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's seen commercials for it.
Maybe so. He's the one who wanted the Philly cheesesteak with, like, Roquefort on it or something. Wasn't he? Anyway, this day, 1776, the Continental Congress appointed Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert B. Livingston as a committee to draft the Declaration of Independence. Now, you know, did Jefferson install himself as the head of that? I'm just saying. I don't know. John Wayne died on this date. We lost the Duke in 1979, 15-year battle with cancer. And E.T. came out on this date in 82, and Jurassic Park in 93. WTAW, College Station, Brian.